This is Rocco Granato reporting live from InTheCourseOfTrust.com. I'm standing inside the Cure Insurance Club. With me right now is recently signed goaltender Brandon Miller. Brandon, this past summer, you went ahead and you won the Man Cup with Evan Kirk with the Six Nation Chiefs. What was that like to be connected with Evan Kirk and with the Six Nations Chiefs winning that Man Cup?
I mean, anytime you win a championship, it's pretty special. But to do it with Evan, and you know, to do it so shortly after Kai passed away, was pretty surreal feeling. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but you know, Evan, he grew up in Orangeville. I actually had the privilege of coaching him as a younger kid. I watched him grow up from the second he was a goalie, and it was so pretty cool, you know, just to play with him. And then obviously they go on and ultimately win a championship. Really, really cool. But everything else that surrounded that this summer, the past summer, it was truly a special time.
Yeah, you mentioned your brother Kyle with his passing, and then winning this Man Cup with Evan and everybody basically being like a teacher pupil kind of thing. It is very surreal. Pictures were all over the internet. You and Evan sitting at the breakfast table the next morning, yeah, with the Man Cup right there, and it's something to experience, winning a prestigious title like that. Now that you re-signed with Philadelphia, how did it feel knowing that when you come out of that tunnel, you heard that the ovation was extra special,
yeah,
this evening?
It was a great ovation. You know, I talked to Evan a lot about you know, dealing with the fans in Philly, because you know, it's not an easy thing when you first come on board. And you know, again, I heard it tonight, and it's upsetting. You know, he's playing a great game out there. One goal goes in, and they're chanting my name. And I said to him, you know, the same thing happened when I first came. And a game like he had tonight will win the fans over. It's unfortunate that they are a tough group to win over. You know, he actually made mention to me that, you know, he's not comfortable playing here yet. And I mean, this is your hometown. I mean, it's something that you should be. So it'd be nice to see the fans, you know, cut him some slack, because he's a great kid. He's going to be a tremendous goalie. Everyone's going to fall in love with him. You know, I've been here 5.5 years, and it feels like I have a good following with fans now. And hopefully it doesn't take that long for him to do the same thing.
Yeah, and like you said, the fans have to realize, you know, it's his third year in the league, and he's got to get a little more comfortable, give him a chance. Tonight's game, he played a phenomenal game. The offense just didn't seem like it was clicking, and when you're going against a team like Edmonton, who only allows 8 goals a game, it's going to be kind of difficult.
Yep.
But Brandon, again, we're glad you're back. Congratulations on the Man Cup, and hopefully, you know, nothing in spite of Evan, but hopefully we'll see you back on the turf soon between the pipes.
It's great to be back. Thanks so much, Rocco.
Thank you.
All right.
Again, this is Rocco Granato reporting live from the Cure Insurance Club. Again, that was goaltender Brandon Miller, with the Wings falling by final score of 8-6.